producers is your publisher, Kristen Brindley, and I'm here with the wonderful Molly Flory of Old Republic Home Warranty. Thank you so much for being with us, Molly.
Thank you, Kristen.
You know, she's in our January edition. She's our partner spotlight. She's been a great partner of Real Producers. We appreciate her very much, and has done in her career over $32 million in home warranties, 18 years at Old Republic. And you were with another home warranty company prior to that, right? Like, how long have you been in home warranty altogether?
Oh my gosh, I was 14 with the other company. And then 18 years ago, I switched to Old Republic. So let's just say 25 plus.
Nice. Well, I mean, did you always think, like, how did this come to be? Like, what was the progression for you to get into home warranty? And I know that, you know, what I love about you is every time I talk to you, you talk about how much you love your realtors and all your relationships and your people. And when I see you at the events, like, you know, everybody, like, how did this happen, Molly? Like, how did this start?
Great question, Kristen. I started years ago with a builder, and I was fascinated by it. It was a luxury home builder. I loved it. It prompted me to get my real estate license. And believe it or not, I would work for the builder during the day. And then in the evenings, I'd work real estate, and then on the weekends. And then I decided to go into real estate full time. And I'd always been familiar with warranties from the builder, and I didn't know about them on resale homes. So then I was approached with a great position to get into the warranty end of it, which is great because I'm still in real estate. So it worked out great for me.
Well, I believe it. You have great work ethic, and people love how quick you follow up and what you do. So what's been the biggest challenge, you think, in home warranty for you? What's the most challenging?
Probably educating people on the value of a warranty. I just pulled up statistics, and a HIPPO survey said 81% of buyers will have an unexpected repair in their first year of home ownership. 81%.
That's a lot.
So it just makes sense. And with the cost of everything right now, you know, a new furnace or air conditioner can easily cost $5,000 to $7,000. So the warranty's there to protect everyone involved in a transaction. So I think that as more and more people realize that 81% of people reported having an unexpected, unbudgeted repair in the first year of home ownership. And let's face it, as things get older, they're gonna break down.
Yep. That makes sense to me. What's been most rewarding for you, do you think?
Probably meeting agents and just networking with them and learning so much about the industry, because this industry is always changing. I think more so in the last 2 years than we've ever seen it, or than I've ever seen it. But there's always something new to learn. And I just love learning and learning different things that are working in different markets.
What do you think sets you apart, makes you different? And what sets Old Republic apart?
Our coverage is comparable to some other warranty companies. We offer more in a lot of areas. I would say the big thing is our service. We had challenges during COVID, but so did everybody. So we overcame them. We put the right people in place, and we've really worked hard to keep an A+ Better Business Bureau ranking, even during COVID. So I would say that and the responsiveness. I mean, I have agents on me all the time, you know, that other company isn't calling me back. And I'm like, how could you not call somebody back? You know, so I'm always responsive to phone calls. I'm here to help. I'm here to answer questions. I even have agents now that'll be doing a transaction, and the other agent will put in another warranty company and they've not heard of them. So they'll call me, and I'll walk them through it, you know, as long as, I mean, of course, we want them to go to Old Republic. And I think, you know, our history shows how good we are. But I'm telling agents nowadays, if you have any questions, or if you see a warranty company you're not familiar with, call me. I can help you out. I know the differences.
Of course. You do great service. Doesn't surprise me that you do that. How do you find clients, Molly?
Through referrals, through agent referrals. I always am following up, like I'll have listing agents that put our warranty on for our free seller's coverage. And then when it goes to closing, I have a new agent referral right there that may not be familiar with our warranty. And then I'll follow up with that agent. So it's agent to agent, title companies, huge referral business for us.
Why is it so important to work with a great like warranty company like Old Republic? Like, why is it important?
I did an educational class yesterday at Greater Piedmont Association of Realtors. And the thing is, you want to make sure the warranty company's there to stay. Old Republic's been doing home warranties for 45, probably 48 years now. And we've been very successful. Years ago, I remember one of my RE/MAX offices many years ago told me, you know, this warranty was put on the contract. They went to closing and the warranty company went out of business. So it left the buyer, you know, high and dry. So they need to be licensed and bond, you know, you need to really work with the warranty company and make sure, you know, it's somebody that is licensed and works with the Department of Insurance. Very important.
No, I think that's super important. So everyone has like a secret weapon, something, someone, a habit they attribute a lot of their success to. What do you think that is for you?
I think just getting back to agents immediately. I mean, I get it all the time. You know, they'll call me on weekends. They'll call me in the evenings. And, you know, sometimes I'm like, who in the heck is calling me at this hour? But, you know, this is the way real estate is. And many, many years ago, I'm going to age myself now, I gave out my home phone number to all of my clients. And I was getting calls at 10. I mean, I had a home phone. I was getting calls at 10 o'clock at night, but I'm like, this is business. So I'm always available to them. You know, they can call me on my cell, they can email me, but I'm real good about getting back to them. And I'm sincere. If it's something that we're not going to cover, or, you know, something that's not covered under the warranty and they're in contract negotiations, I'll tell them, I don't know of anyone that covers that, or so-and-so might, you might want to check with them. The big thing is trying to get everybody educated on how valuable a warranty is. Last year, year before, we did $172 million in claims. For 2022, the final is not out, but I would guess well over $200 million. So, you know, the cost of repairs just keeps going sky high. And saving your client thousands of dollars is going to increase your referral business. Simple.
It really is simple. They should get a warranty.
Exactly.
Can you tell us a little about your family? Like, we love humanizing and telling the stories of our
family. I know you do. And yeah. I like that about you all. I come from a big family. We're spread out across the country now. They all used to be in Virginia. Everybody's moving. But we do family Zoom calls once a month and all across the country. My 91-year-old mother is in Florida with my stepdad. She went parasailing with me in her 80s. She's amazing. In her late 80s, she took up Japanese embroidery, not regular embroidery, Japanese. So I really hope I inherit those genes. But my family's very, very close. Even though we're spread out, and, you know, I'm really blessed with that, because I talk to a lot of people that don't have that, and I realize how blessed I am. I was born in New York, raised in Alabama, and Northern Virginia has been my home for 30 plus years. So I'm from like all over the place.
That's awesome. Well, and you light up when you talk about your family and also gardening. I love how you like You love gardening too.
I do that. That's my stress release. It's like, get me out there, let me dig. And I said to somebody this past year, I don't know why I enjoy this so much. And basically I get out there and my mind empties. My big thing is that flower going to look good next to that? Or can I move this bush? You know, that type of thing. And it's just a stress release for me. And then I said to somebody, I should have been a farmer. When I plant something and it comes up, I am so full of myself. So yeah, it is my enjoyment. When the weather's nice, I want to be outside doing something creative.
You know, I love that when you said your mind, and it's almost like a form of meditation or a form
yes.
of, like, it's beautiful. Yeah. It's funny. I ask my spouse sometimes, like, what are you thinking about when you look at the end of your pole? Nothing. Absolutely
exactly.
nothing.
Exactly. But it took me a while to realize that. I was like, why do I enjoy this so much? And I was out there, just plopped myself down in the dirt and was digging. And I'm like, this is why I enjoy it, because I'm not thinking about anything stressful. It's like yoga outside for me.
I love it. I love it. Well, and I know you like biographies. I was looking at, we talked about your favorite quote. Did you, do you want to talk about your favorite quote real quick?
Yeah, I just love this from Nelson Mandela. I just thought that it fit so well. Either I win or I never lose. Either I win or I learn. And I love learning, you know, and I've gone out, you know, I'll be out in the field and I'll be talking to someone and they'll say, oh, did you know that they're changing this in real estate? And I'm like, I learned something new today. Can I go home now? You know, I love learning something new, you know?
Me too. We always in my team too. It's like we either win or we learn.
Exactly. It's not a loss. You're going to go through some trying times. But either you take something away from it or you let it go.
You know, we love working with you. And, you know, if you could say anything about Real Producers, like, what is it? Like, why are you part of Real Producers? And
because of the networking opportunities, you all always do a first class, bar none. You put on the best presentations, the best networking events, top of the line, very down to earth, but very, very well received by everyone. I've never, ever heard a negative, and that is uncommon.
Thank you, Molly.
And that's because of you all and your team.
Thank you, Molly. I really appreciate you. If you guys haven't tried out working with Molly and Old Republic, make sure that you do. And thank you, Molly. Thank you.
Thank you, Kristen.
Have a good day, everybody.
Bye.